It's time to take your grilling skills to the next level. We will take you from grill disaster to grill master. So grab your tongs, your aprons, and your pint glasses. Get ready to grill this with Matt Wilson and Jim Salmon.
To grill this podcast, we are at Homegrown. First time in 2 years since COVID that it is open to the public. It is on like the way it's supposed to be. You can smell the foods. You can taste all the beers. Got a couple of patrons here that are hanging out and loving all the stuff here. What's your name, sir?
Mark.
And what's your name, sir?
Tom.
So what do you think of the venue so far? So just start. We've been here for about an hour maybe. What do you think so far?
So this is my first time here, and honestly, the sense of community is amazing. I'm an out-of-towner. I feel like I'm right at home. This is awesome.
Mark, what do you think?
Oh, well, it's been about 3 years because I came to the last one before it all shut down, and it's great. I mean, all the different beers you get to try, everybody coming together, and the food, I mean, it's a great combination.
Now, that's the thing. So this, I was just talking to Chris a little earlier. What makes this festival stand out a little bit is the fact that you can actually sample food. Now, a lot of other festivals, they have food vendors there, but you got to buy it, you got, you know, whatever. This is a chance for you to try pretty much everything, right? Drinks, food, you name it.
Oh, yeah, dude. These guys over here with the bourbon meat sauce, like, that was the first thing I had, and I'm still sweating, but good Lord, dude, that's delicious stuff.
So as far as the beers that you've tried so far, and they're going to rotate these every 3 hours. So we're about 1 o'clock here. About 3 o'clock, another rotation of brewers are going to be here. And around 6 o'clock, another rotation of brewers are going to be here.
Let's
go. So this is a marathon.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So far, what's the best beer you've tried?
The best beer I've tried, oh man, over at 42 North, they got this ultimate. Man, I'm struggling to remember the name. It's an ultimate something. The guy I was talking to, real cool dude. You know, he's giving me a little bit of background of the beer, and it's awesome. Like knowing what he put into it, and then tasting it, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so good.
How about yourself, Mark?
Oh, I mean, it's great. I'm kind of a mix between two right now. I mean, Stone Yard's Cannoli was excellent. And then Mortalis's Kratos is great. I love everything Mortalis usually does. So anytime I can get out and just try any of these samples, I mean, it's awesome. You know,
their iris is great too.
Yeah, I know Jim, my partner at the podcast. One of his favorite brewers is Mortalis. He loves those heavy fruited sours they make. Mortalis, man, they knock everything out of the park. And when you get a chance to get them out at a festival, it's always amazing because you actually get a chance to try that stuff.
It's hard to get their beer because they're not really distributing as much, so you have to go on a Saturday and wait for an hour in a pour line or something. But yeah, so anytime I get the opportunity to see them anywhere, I try to go first because they're usually the first ones sold out.
No, dude, I mean, like, this is my first time trying them. So for my first time trying a lot of these breweries, and like, dude, I'm blown away.
All right, so last question I'm going to ask you guys. Are you guys going to be able to hang till 9 p.m.?
Oh, I'm hanging.
Oh, yeah, 3 years ago, I think we were out till 12, so I think we'll make it out.
All right.
We got a good day ahead of us, man. We got a good day.
Football game, so we might have to catch those.
Let's go Giants.
Yeah, woo! Let's go Giants.
You know what? I respect the Giants and the Bills, the actual real New York team. Okay, so. Thank you, gentlemen. Grill This Podcast. We'll be right back. Grill This Podcast. I am at Homegrown. Man, it is so great to see this festival back in live and in person. It's been like 2 years since this happened, and we're back here, and I'm with my buddy, my good friend from Naked Dove, Chris Schultes. Chris, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you today, Matt?
I'm doing well, man. It's good to see you out here. So you got some great beers on display today. What do you got going on?
We're pouring today. We have our Goat Bock beer, and we also have our Clarity in the Finger Lakes IPA.
Awesome. So tell me about the Goat first. What are we looking at ABV-wise, and what's like the flavor profile of that beer?
So the Goat Bock beer is a 6.5% all malt German Bock beer. It's used a whole lot of Munich malts, really smooth, some nice caramel notes. It really is just a testament to what malt can be.
Now, I love that. A lot of people sometimes shy away from the malt beers. I love those kind of beers. It just has a better body, I think, when you have that malt added to it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of depth of flavors in this beer. It's just a really wonderful, sturdy lager for this, you know, cooler time of year that we're in right now in Rochester.
Absolutely. So how about the Clarity FLX, the Finger Lakes IPA?
So Clarity and Finger Lakes, we spent 2 years developing this beer. We wanted to replace our old IPA with something a little bit more up to date. And what we have here, it is not a West Coast IPA. It's not a New England IPA. It's somewhere in the middle. We call this a Finger Lakes IPA. Really bright, tropical, sunshiny, with just a hint of bitterness, and pours bright and clear like an old school West Coast.
Awesome. Now, I see you at almost all the festivals. I know I missed you a couple times on the podcast, but I see you at all the festivals. So homegrown to me is a little different because it's got like a sampling of all these beers. Not only that, a sampling of a bunch of foods, and not only that, they rotate out like every 3 hours. What do you think about this festival?
This is one of the premier events of the year. I look forward to it every year. I get to see every single person in the world, and it's really like having three festivals in one, because when we're done at 3 o'clock today, we got a whole new festival that starts all over again for the next 3 hours. And then they do it again for anybody who's still around for that last session.
So our question I was asking somebody else, 12 to 9 is a long time. And, you know, we go back. We've had some nights. Are you going to be able to hang all 9 hours?
I'll be gone by 4:30.
I love you, Chris. Naked Dub. So is there a website? Where can they find you?
Visit us at nakeddubbrewing.com or come on out to see us at the tasting room on 5 and 20 in Canandaigua.
I love Naked Dub Brewing. Thanks, Chris. Always good seeing you, buddy.
Love you, Matt.
Grill This Podcast. We'll be right back. Man, I tell you what, I'm having a blast here at Homegrown. It's been a couple years to be able to put this on. It's just a great time. The weather is a little crappy, but not terrible. And I'm here with one of my favorite brewers and one of my favorite people in the world, Nick from Rock Brewing. Nick, how you doing, buddy?
I love you so much.
Oh, man. The funny thing, number one, I bump into you at all the festivals.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's the best.
It's the best.
It's supposed to be.
Yes. Yes.
And we were talking before we actually started recording this. And you know what? I love all styles of beers I love. I love the fruited sours.
Of course.
I love the IPAs, the West Coast, the hazies, all of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love the stouts, the dessert stouts.
Beer is good.
Right. But there's something to be said about a lager or a pilsner that is done right.
I love Crispies. I do. I love the Crispies.
So I just tried, like, this is like my second sample. I just sit here and just have back-to-backs. It's called, let me see if I say it right, Kahawai?
Correct.
All right. So it's one of the smoother, cleanest, easy-drinking lagers I've had in a little bit. Tell me about how you made this and what went into this.
Well, just a pretty straightforward, light Pilsner base. We try and get like some of the best malt that we could find, and we use New Zealand hops for this. It's a New Zealand style Pilsner, which really just kind of pertains to the hops that you use with it. And so it's light. We dry hop it, moderately. You don't want to be kind of judicious. You don't want to blow your socks off with a lager. You want it to be smooth, clean. I like dry lagers myself, and so we lightly dry hop it and lightly hop it in the kettle with just this New Zealand blend of hops that we really like.
So this is, now, I was talking to you, and you're a brewer, and I talk to a lot of brewers, and it's funny when you talk to brewers, obviously you talk to people who, the public, people too. I love IPAs, like their favorite IPA is this, or fruited sour that, or whatever. But almost every brewer I talk to tells me their favorite thing to make is either a Pilsner or a lager. Why is that?
I don't know exactly, but yeah, you ask any brewer and their favorite thing to drink is light, clean lagers, and it's probably because we're, inundated with beer all the time. Not that we're constantly drinking. I mean, yes, we drink a lot.
What are you talking about?
But yeah, but we're constantly inundated with all these beers, and it's really just what you kind of want to drink. You want to have a few of them, not get totally messed up, or be able to drink a few for a while, and it doesn't just put you to sleep.
That's never happened to either of us.
No. And I mean, like, there's that time and place for that, obviously. But it's like the casual drinking kind of beer.
Right.
Just work to try and make it as clean as possible. Yeah.
Now, you said something that was interesting, which I agree with, too. When you make, like, a Pilsner or a lager, you can't really hide anything. So if you make a mistake, it will come through.
It's pretty glaring, yeah. Yeah. So they're harder technically to make.
Is that why brewers like to do it? Because it's more of a challenge for them to do them?
Uh-huh, yes.
I thought so.
Yeah, absolutely. All brewers want to make their best beer possible. They're not like, it's going to be fine. It's like, we get pissed if something comes out and it's bad. We're like, shit. That was like you know, not all that waste of time and ingredients, but you're like, that's like a piece of me.
No, I get it. I get it.
That was my baby.
No, I've been to Rock Brewing. It's a beautiful establishment. Your beverages are obviously top-notch.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Where can people find your website or call you? Tell them where you're located. Tell them all the good stuff where I can learn more about Rock Brewing.
Oh, rockbrewingco.com. It is brand new, so we're still working the kinks out. So we just redid it. But, yeah, we're right in downtown. We're on Union Street. So we're right where, Neighborhood of Play just went up, right there. I think we got cans and Wegmans and stuff, too. But obviously more choices at Rock.
Plus, you get to hang out there, and you get to and you can see Nick, and I might be passed out of the table somewhere. If you see,
yeah, we'll be in the back. We'll be drinking together somehow.
Grill this, by the way. No, I can't. No, I see. I'm trying. I've been trying to get out there for a little bit. She's running away.
She's
not fair.
Yeah. She's the best. She's jumping to the track.
She knows I love her. People who don't know, Heather, Nick, and I go way back. We used to work together at Tap and Mallet.
Uh-huh.
We've also had some nights that you can't remember there.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. So these guys are like my family. I love these guys to death, so I'm always happy to see
you.
Grill this.
Man.
I'll let you slide this time. I'm getting you next time. Grill This Podcast. We'll be right back. Matt Wilson here with the Grill This Podcast. We are at Homegrown. It's back. It's live. It's fantastic. It's great to see all the brewers, all the food vendors are back in action live and at home. And let me tell you something. If you've been to Brockport before, you know about this brewery and the brewer, both one of my favorites, the Stone Yard Brewing. And listen, they are delivering and serving up some of their best beers. How are you, my friend?
Doing well. Thanks for being here.
So now, tell everyone who you are, what you're doing, and what you got.
So I'm Oz. I'm the owner and head brewer at Stone Yard Brewing Company in Brockport, New York. Here with my beautiful girlfriend who's assisting and dancing for me. today we're pouring 5 different beers. We decided to bring cans today just so we had a nice variety. We have our Chasing the Sun double dry hopped Citra IPA. We have our Ruby Red Everyman, which is a grapefruit IPA. Our collaboration with Rubino's, which is the cannoli cream ale. So tasty. Our very famous Toasted Coconut Cream Ale, which is a cream ale base with a ton of toasted coconut added. And for the first time ever being served at a festival, our Citrus Fruit Punch Nectar, which is a like fruit juice and beer blend.
Let's talk about that one, because today was the first time I had that one. And that is, it's unique, because we were talking before we interviewed, before we could turn the mics on. It has that depth of flavor that a lot of heavy fruited sours do, but it's not as heavy. How did you manage that, and how did you get that concept?
So what we're doing is very similar to what those heavily fruited sours are, but we're actually taking kind of that heavy, that beer base, the higher alcohol beer base, and instead of blending in fruit puree, we're blending in fruit juice. So it allows it to be like nice and light and drinkable. Anybody who knows me knows that I like to drink 4 beers at a time, not half a beer at a time. So,
yes, which I agree with that statement. So let me ask you this question. So I've seen you at many of the festivals, and you guys are great. I told you I love you guys to death. This festival to me is a little unique because, number one, it rotates every 3 hours. You get different vendors, different brewers here every 3 hours. Number two, you get to sample food too, right? So a lot of the festivals, you have to buy the food on the side, and then you drink the beer. But you get both here. And number three, it's really in a location that's pretty accessible to a lot of people.
Yes.
What's your thought process on this festival?
On this festival, I mean, this is one of my favorite festivals to go to. I'm surrounded by people that might as well be family at this point. And I've seen more brewers today than I've seen in the past 2 years of my life. And more bar owners and more industry people, and it's just one of my favorite places to be at any time of the year.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. Again, when you see, like I said, we both have been to a lot of festivals. I see a lot of people a lot, and you're right, there becomes a tightness and a family environment. Now, the question I want to ask is with craft brewers, it doesn't seem to be as competitive as people think it is. It's more of a family. I mean, obviously, everyone's trying to outdo each other because that's how it is. But it's almost like family, too. Is that, would you agree with that statement?
I completely agree. It's more like we're all trying to impress each other all the time, as opposed to us trying to fight with each other all the time. You know, it's getting tighter out there. The world of craft beer has gotten just as competitive as every other industry. But we've managed to maintain the friendships, and there's not a lot of, like, hatred between any of us. So So it's actually pretty fun. It's great to be here. It's great to see people. It's great to work together, too.
Now, get back to your beers. You do have some unique flavors. I mean, they stand out. How do you come up and develop some of these concepts?
So a lot of it, I I'm one of the least creative people I know. So
I don't agree with that.
So it takes me a lot to come up with kind of some of the flavors. It's really like I have something that I really like, whether it's another beer or not, just a different flavor concept. And then really the magic is execution, right? The magic is making a beer that tastes like what you put on the label and have it actually taste good.
Right. Now, if people want to follow you, if people want to know what's going on, because I know right now you make beer, there isn't a location people can sit at. Hopefully in the future that may come back. We don't know, but you know, I told you how much I love you guys. You know that already. And I'd love to be back and sit down at the table and have a pint of something and eat something. But for now, if people want to follow you and figure out what you're doing and know where you're going to be next, how they do that?
So it's we have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have a kind of underutilized Twitter, but it's all at Stoneyard Brewing Company, and if you look that up, you'll find us.
Listen, I said this to you off air. I'll say to your face, you guys are fantastic. To me, you're one of the staples here in the Rochester area. You keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you being here.
Of course, us, Stoneyard Brewing, Grill This Podcast. We'll be right back. Podcast, we're at the Homegrown Festival at the Lovin' Cup 2 years after it's not been live. They've got the virtual ones, but this is in person. The brewers are back, the food is back. And one of my best buddies is here, man, from back in the day. He is at Sloop Brewing. It's my man, Tom Gilmer. What's going on, brother?
Hi, y'all. Things are great.
Yeah, man, listen.
Great. This is
so
killer.
What is Sloop going on today?
We're going to be doing our premium lager. It's only going to be in package starting in February. It's going to have a gold top on the can, so you know it's classy. It's going to knock everyone out. It's going to be retail price at like $16.99 on the shelf for the 12-pack, so you can get turnt, drinking great beer, mowing the lawn, taking showers, whatever you're doing.
Listen, your IPA is knocking it out of the park. Everyone's drinking that. I have it at my house. Did the company of Sloop make such a great IPA?
Well, you got to go back to the brewers. It's nothing that I do. We get out there and we just show that Sloop is a party. We have a good time. The liquid speaks for itself. We have a good time. People want to hang out with us because we're fun.
Absolutely. So we have a background. Both of us come from this great company called Tap Mallet. It was a bar that used
rest
to serve.
In peace.
Yeah, rest in peace. It served craft beers. It was ahead of its time when it started, and then everyone kind of caught up to it. When did you get into craft beer? What made you love craft beer?
I got into craft beer in 2001. When I was running a tequila bar in Fort Lauderdale, and they didn't have any craft beer, and it started with Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, and it just went from there, and then it broadened my mind to a lot of different things, and it just blew up, and this is half my life now is working on craft beer.
So I know you and I both have been to a lot of festivals over the years, especially craft beer festivals. This one to me is unique, right? Because number one, it rotates people out every 3 hours.
Right.
Number two, the food is available to sample. You don't have to buy the food. You can sample a bunch of different vendors of food. Number three is very local. What's your thought on that?
I love it. It's very local except for us. We are in New York.
Yeah, it's still New York.
And we are a New York State farm brewery. So we are sourcing farmers around here. So very, very hyper-local if you think about it in that sense. But I like it that we're outside, but we're inside. You know, you step outside of the tent and it's cold. It's damn cold. But in here, I mean, I might take my shirt off later.
You know what? Everyone wants to see that.
if we want to thin the crowd out, I might take my
shirt off. No, listen, you look good, man. All right, last question. People want to follow Sloop. People want to see what you're doing, want to see where you're going. How do they do that?
Sloopbrewing.com. We're on Instagram, Facebook. I don't know if we do the Twitters or not, but I don't.
The Twitters?
Instagram, Facebook, and sloopbrewing.com.
Tom, I love you to death.
Thanks, man. I love you, baby.
It's good to see you. Sloop Brewing, Grill This Got Tom. We'll be right back. Grill This Podcast, man, we are at Homegrown. The first time it's been in person
for
2 years, right, in person? Yeah. It was virtual for a couple of years. But this, Will Cleveland, I'm talking to right now, by the way.
Wait, I'm Will Cleveland?
You are Will Cleveland.
Oh.
You like write stuff and
I think. Yeah. Yeah.
So Will,
when the kids sleep, and I get some work done.
Same here. I understand how that works. Now listen, this festival is kind of unique, right? Because it gives you a chance to sample food and the sample drinks, and it rotates out every 3 hours. What do you think about this festival, Will?
It's the best because like this is the biggest local party every year. Because it's like you get distilleries, you get wineries, you get beer. You get weird people dancing. You can't see it right now, but just trust me. There's weird. Oh God, the best. And then like just the best local breweries. It's the best. I mean, I keep saying it's the best, but it's just truly like the biggest celebration of Rochester local.
Now, the cool thing about this too is it's during like the winter season, but it's enclosed in this warm tent, so you're still like indoors almost, and you still have a chance to like you can. It's almost like family that's here.
Well, it's like some big, weird family reunion, right? It's like, oh, I haven't seen you in a few months. You know, it's like, oh, gosh, I remember why I didn't want to see you because you're kind of weirding me out. But, I mean, sorry, looking at Nick from Rock Brewing. But, you know, it's just so much fun. It's 10 years now that they've been doing this, and it's just more, you know, it started as Three Heads' birthday, and it just morphed into this huge local celebration. And it's hard to find a better value because, you know, they do three different sessions and it's just, you know, so you're getting different stuff every 3 hours and it's just, I'm in love with this festival.
I am too. This is what I want to say. I want to ask you this question. So Jeff Dale and Leslie Zinnick, both are the people that put this one on.
Yep.
Both people I know from originally Tap Mellon. Leslie was a bartender. Jeff was we used to hang out there. We all became friends.
Oh, yeah.
Now they put this on. Speaking of Tap Mellon, there is a beer festival.
What?
That you are kind of part of now? What's going on with that?
So, yes, we're talking about Tap Mellon. Joe McBain, since Tap Mellon closed at the end of 2011, or 2021, rather. And he decided it was, you know, the right time to step away from the Rochester Royal Beer Expo. He'd been, you know, picking the beer, curating the beer for the last 10 festivals, and he recommended that I take it over. So, you know, still organized by the Business Association of the South Wedge folks. We got a new venue because we tried really hard to find a venue in the South Wedge. Just couldn't find something that was the right fit. And we're moving to Frontier Field, or Innovative Field rather, in June. And I'm going to be the person who's responsible for picking all the beer. And I'm very, very excited. It's going to be a big responsibility, but I hope I don't screw it up. But we're going to have a lot of fun.
You have been like a really big name in the craft beer industry for years. People have read your stories. I've heard you on like TV and everything. You've done a lot with craft beer. How does it feel to be like a person now organizing one of the biggest festivals in the Rochester, New York area?
It's kind of surreal. It's kind of crazy. You know, it's like one of those pinch myself things. You know, it was something I didn't want to do. My wife, I was like, you know, this is going to be way too much work. Like, I'm not getting, you know, it's a volunteer gig because it's a big fundraiser for all the businesses in the South Wedge. And my wife was like, why wouldn't you do this? You're crazy. Like, you can help expand your brand. Like, you can put your spin on the Beer Expo. Like, she's like, it doesn't make any sense for you not to do this. Like, get your ass in gear and do this. Let's go. So, yeah, it's just amazing. I'm so excited.
You know, I think you putting your stamp on this is going to be great. And plus, a lot of people know who you are and what you do with the beer industry. So, I think that's going to help out a lot. Another question I want to ask you in regards to that. Is there going to be anything that's going to be? And I know it's early in the game right now to ask these questions.
But I have a plan.
Yeah. So are there going to be some different spins on stuff?
There are. So in the years past, it's probably been upwards of maybe 20% local breweries, and then you know pulling in stuff from all over the region, all over the world, all over the country. And this year we're expanding the local focus. It's going to be about 40% local. We'll launch a online vote for where people can pick their favorite local breweries, and those are the ones we're going to use hopefully next month, March 1st at the latest. So we'll probably have at least 25, almost 30 local breweries. We're going to have 65 vendors in total. So yeah, we're going to expand the local focus, but it's still going to be like that same like essence of the expo where you're like, you know, you're going to see kegs you'll never see again in your life. Like that's why the expo is important.
I agree. So again, another question I want to ask. Again, I know we're early. I'm asking some weird questions, but are there going to still be tiers of tickets? Like, can you get like a ticket? Like, you want to get early or whatever?
Yeah. So we're going to do tickets should be on sale hopefully in the next few weeks. We're going to still do the VIP tickets. That'll get you like that first hour of like all the weird stuff. You know, like, you know, if you know exactly what you want to drink, you just go straight to that brewery. So you don't have to fight the big line later on in the night. And then that'll run from 5 to 6. And then 6 to 10 will still be the general admission.
Now, are you doing live music and all that stuff still too?
There will be live music. We're going to expand the NA offerings this year. So I'll have some kombucha breweries there. Got some other things I got planned that are going to be kind of exciting. Some more partnerships that I'm working on that not ready to announce yet, but it'll be good. I'm excited.
Good. Last question. Now it's a personal question. We have had a lot of different kind of beers. Brewers are kind of tending to gravitate towards lagers and pilsners right now, right?
Yeah.
Because they're easy drinking and most difficult to.
Lots of variety.
Right, and you can't, if you mess up, you really can't hide behind anything with that. So I'm going to ask you, Mr. Craft Beer Guy, what's your favorite kind of beer drink right now at this point?
Honestly, I love Czech dark lagers. I love pilsners. I love lagers. But, I mean, IPAs are still what I drink the most of. Yeah. So, you know, I say I want variety, but then I'm just drinking IPAs. So, I like all styles. I mean, there's so much good that's happening in this area especially. So.
Well, you're the best. I know people know where to follow you, but again, because we're putting the podcast out, where can people read your work, follow you, know what you're doing?
So Cleveland Prost, prost.substack.com is my newsletter. It comes out once or twice, maybe three times a week. That's free for you folks right now. And then also on Twitter at WillCleveland13.
And if a sponsor's want to get a hold of you?
ClevelandProst@gmail.com.
Awesome. Will, you're the best. You know I love you to death, man. Let's drink some beers, man.
Yes, please, please, please.
Grills Podcast. We'll be right back. Grill This Podcast. We are at Love and Cup right now at the Homegrown Festival. The first time it's been live in about 2 years. It's one of the best festivals around, especially in Rochester, New York. It's very unique. And I'm here with one of the organizers and the owner of Love and Cup, Leslie Zinnick. Leslie, how are you, my friend?
I am great now that I'm seeing you. Oh. I miss your face.
Now, Leslie is one of my best friends from a long time. We go back. We go way back. Leslie, this is one of my favorite festivals because of three reasons. Number one, you rotate people out every 3 hours, which is fantastic.
Yes.
Number two, people get to sample food and beverage and everything else. Number three, it's a long festival. It goes for a while. This is a staple in this area. How does it feel to be back in action doing it live?
I can't even describe, like, it's so emboldening. It's just energizing. Like, I mean, we did our best to, like, kind of come up with some cool
and
stuff.
And it was great.
Interim, and they were great. And you supported. Thank you. But it's so much better to be here in person, yep. For sure.
Listen, you have put a lot of your heart and soul into this festival, and you and Jeff both have collaborated to organize this. And there's so many vendors and so many brewers that are honored to participate in this. And already, it's already crowded in there. How does it feel to see everyone having such a good time in this festival?
I mean, honestly, like, we all know that the past few years have been very, very difficult.
Sucked.
And especially for a social butterfly like you and myself, I can't describe how great it feels to be, like, rubbing elbows with some of my favorite people, artisans, restaurants, breweries. Meeting some new people.
Right, yes.
I'm like, oh my God, we're in person. This is so great. And it felt, just refreshing in and of itself just to plan it again, like to plan something normal. It was very, very positive vibes coming from me for sure.
So truth be told, you, Jeff, and myself, we know each other from this place called Tap and Mallet, which no longer exists anymore.
Sadly.
Yes. But we both, all of us have flourished in different careers because of that place. And I think everyone's love for craft beer has come from that. And things have changed since that time frame, but not really. I think things have gotten even better for craft beer. What's your opinion on that?
Oh, I agree. I mean, there's obviously more options. Yeah. So people, you know, I think feel like a little bit like, what do I choose or whatever. But I feel like COVID, although bad for other things, was very good for the alcohol market because it was like, oh, you know, feel free to day drink in a coffee mug, right? It's like it made it okay. But no, I think the beer community is amazing. I haven't met a person that I don't love that, like, has, like, a brewery, distillery. It's incredible. So it's nice to see. I don't know, there was definitely industries that had a tough time during and the pandemic. And then there were ones that, like, came up, you know, and I'm happy for them. It's funny when they tell me that they had like a really good year. I can tell they feel guilty because they know the restaurant industry was a little tough. I'm like, listen, you know, I'm happy you did well. Like, you don't have to apologize for that. So beer is definitely one of them.
Now, I was here a few weeks ago just hanging out, kind of low-key undercover, watching a local band play here at Love and Cup.
Did you have sunglasses on?
No. Listen, you know me for a while. I'm pretty hard to not recognize. So low-key is really hard for me anyways. But I love this venue for the fact that it is really chill. You know what I mean? It's you can have a drink, you can eat some food, you can watch a band play. You can kind of just sit down and relax. This kind of is chill too, but it's also, it ups that feeling to an extent where everyone's kind of excited to be back. How does that coincide with what you're doing with Love and Cup? Is it kind of the same vibe? Or I think it is, but I just want to get your opinion on that.
I mean, the thing that I always say about Love and Cup is we're kind of a chameleon. So it's like it can feel like any different way all the time, but what we always want it to do is feel welcoming, which I think is happening here. But yes, I think it can be, I think it's chill, but I think it's lively, depending on what music is on the stage, you know, is going to bring what it does kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, this feels like a chill event, but like super like uplifting, and it feels like we're tailgating for the Buffalo Bills tomorrow, right?
What's your dummy for?
What? Yeah, I am so excited.
Yeah. Now, of course, I have the most important question. How can people follow you? How people see what you're doing? Do you have a website? Do you have a Twitter? Do you have a Facebook? How do people know what you're doing and can see what Love and Cup's up to?
Yeah, so our website is loveandcup.com. And we do have all of our links to Twitter, Facebook, as well as Instagram on there. And I think we're pretty active, and all of our events are listed, and we have a forum if you ever have any questions or want to host a private event. We got it all going on.
Yes, you do. Personally, I can say that. Leslie, you know I love you to death.
Oh, my gosh. I love you.
Leslie Zinnick, Love and Cup. This is homegrown, back in person. It's good to see everyone. It's like a family environment. I'm happy it's back. If you miss it this time, don't miss it next year. Grillers Podcast will be right back. Grillers Podcast, and you know, we are about craft beer and food, and we're homegrown here, which is a great festival, which incorporates both food and beer. And by the way, some of the food here is amazing, and you get to sample it at these festivals. I stopped by Nominate today, had some Indian and some Thai food, which is outstanding. I'm talking to Chris, who is the organizer of this company. How are you doing, Chris?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Good, good. So tell me how you came up with this concept and how you came up with the variety of foods that you have here.
So we were looking for something to do in the middle of the pandemic to benefit restaurants. And what we do is we run an event every other week at Three Heads where you buy a meal for two for $35, but you have no idea what you're getting until you pick it up. We do it all with small minority-owned restaurants where the restaurant gets to make good money. Our customers get to know Rochester better. And it's not just white people food. This is the food that Rochester's really built on.
See, now I like that. Number one, you're incorporating diversity and inclusivity with this. Number two, you're at a festival where you can showcase your food. A lot of the craft beer festivals are really about the beer, and the people have to buy the food. This is a chance for people to try the food while they're drinking beer.
Absolutely, and we get to bring stuff that not everybody knows about. So we brought Malaysian, we're bringing Ethiopian later, we're bringing Peruvian rotisserie chicken. I mean, this is our chance to get in front of so many cool people today like yourself, where we get a chance to show that Rochester isn't just, you know, hipster restaurants. This is the food that Rochester's really made of. And that's what we want to do, is bring that to the people and let them know that, hey, you want Haitian, you want Nigerian, you want Syrian, we can hook you up and get you the best food in town.
Now, I'm telling you, I'm not lying when I say this. I was floored by how delicious the food was here. I've been around sampling beer, sampling food, and it's all been great. But this is a showstopper. It actually is that good where you stop here and you are stopping your tracks. That awesome. How did you navigate towards these kind of foods?
So my passion's always been around these kind of foods. I used to write restaurant reviews in city newspaper for 3 years. And yes, I did fine dining stuff, but my passion was to go to the small places, was to write about write about El Pilon Criollo over on North Clinton, write about Mi Viejo San Juan, write about all the amazing restaurants that Rochester has to offer instead of just the places that everybody knows. So if we can highlight those, bring everybody up together, and you go to nominatemeals.com, you order a meal for two, and like you're benefiting a small restaurant and you're getting a hell of a fun experience.
Now listen, I'm going to tell you. You have varieties, right? There's stuff that's spicy, stuff that's not, but the flavor, it's like a party in your mouth, right? So where are you now? Where do you do this? And how do people get in touch with you if they want you to do it at their location?
Yep, so you can reach out to me, Stromie, Stromie, at nominatemeals.com. Right now we do an event every other week at Three Heads. We do one a month in Buffalo as well. So we're hitting up the Buffalo community now. And you want to reach out to me, I will make something happen to you to bring the best of Rochester's diverse community to your event.
Now listen, truth be told, number one, one of my favorite food stands here today was your stand. Number two, your message is right behind my message. Inclusivity and diversity and trying to bring together communities that are around different kinds of varieties of food. You, my man, are making it happen, and I'm proud of what you're doing, and I support that.
Thank you, sir. I much appreciate it. And it's important for all of us, especially those of us who are like, I'm a food nerd, but I'm a white guy. It's important for us to try to tell some of the stories about where is this food coming from. We do that with all the information we give to people when you pick up the food. So we're talking about New Orleans food. We're talking about the history. We're talking about where it comes from. And, you know, I'm not the arbiter of authenticity. I'm a white guy. I don't live in those places. But we try to bring the best that we know, and we try to tell stories because that's what food is. Food is community. Food is stories. And if we can do stuff together, why not? Let's do it better together than apart.
Listen, I've always said this. If you want to know what a community is like, if you want to know the background of somebody, eat their food. And so you're doing that. You're bringing that to the community. I don't care about your color, my friend. You're doing a great service, and we appreciate that. So thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate what you're doing today. I love that you have the passion that you're doing for this. So I appreciate it. Hopefully you can come over and be on the Food About Town podcast one of these times as well, and we can talk food and bev, drink some spirits, and have a good old time.
Wait, food and beverage? Yeah, okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, exactly.
How do people listen to your podcast?
Yeah, Food About Town, you can find it on all of your favorite podcast apps. One best podcast in Rochester, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times in a row.
I feel like you've done this before. I can't. Listen, my friend, great talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a good day, man.
You too. Grillist Podcast, nominatemeals.com. Check them out. The food, I'm telling you, out of this freaking world delicious. Grillist Podcast will be right back. Grillist Podcast at the Homegrown Brewing Festival here at Loving Cup in Henrietta. Man, this is a unique festival. It's the first time it's been live since a couple years ago, right? And they have food, they have beer. It's outside but kind of indoors. And they showcase some of the best brewers in New York State, including We Be Brewing, who I almost always talk to almost every festival because for some reason they get invited to every festival. I'm assuming because their beer is so good. So We Be, please explain who you are and where you're located.
We Be Brewing. We're located in Geneva, New York. We're a brewery right on Preemption Road. We focus on a variety of different styles, anything from IPAs to stouts to wheat beers. We won quite a few awards in the last couple years, and always expanding to different brews and stuff like that. So stop into our tap room. We got 12 taps on beer, and we have many cans, so you can see all the equipment from the tap room.
Now, you guys, too, the funny thing is you guys, too, win a lot of awards. So you guys make outstanding beers. What's the secret to continuously winning these kind of awards?
I would say that the secret is just having your love and passion behind what you do. You know, it's an art form, and, you know, it's something that you really got to put a lot of focus on and be passionate about, and kind of your reward in the end, and you learn a lot, and people enjoy your beers.
Awesome. So, again, tell everyone your name, how long you've been doing this, if you started home brewing, if you got right into the brewing. So how did it start for you?
Well, it started out me as Colleen as a home brewers, and just something we did on weekends, and kind of how we got together. And before we knew it, we spun off. People really liked our beer, and we were able to turn it into a career. So it's something we really do love doing, and we love doing together. One thing that I would like to mention, a lot of people ask, oh, what's We Be mean? You know, it's a cool name, We Be Brewing, but there is a deeper meaning behind it. We's about supporting the community and being part of the community. And B's about supporting individuality, be unique. And Weeby's one word, you can be different and unique and still feel like you're part of the group. So everyone's welcome.
I like, you know what, that message is on point what I'm about too. It's diversity, inclusivity, you know, and I love that that's your message here. And that's fantastic. So if someone wants to visit your brewery, where are you located? If someone wants to follow you on social media, where are you located?
Yeah, follow us on our Facebook page, or we do have a website. It's weebybrewing.com. Mainly through Facebook or Instagram is how we communicate and kind of tell about different events going on. But we're located right off exit 42, probably less than 3 miles from the exit. So right in Geneva, perfect stop to start your wine and brewery tour. There's probably 6 or 7 other breweries around us, so you can hit us up, and there's other breweries right in the area too to stop at as well.
I want to get back to your message because, like I said, I like that. I love that message. That's a great message to have. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, you know, and that's the thing too. When I first got into craft beer, I noticed there's a lot of not women, a lot of not black dudes either, but people like yourself, who your doors open to everybody. That's a welcoming feel that makes everyone want to try beer like that.
And that's what Weeby's all about. You know, I don't care what kind of walk of life you are. As long as you're respectful when you come into our tap room, you know, we're all there to make friends. A lot of times people come in strangers and they make friends, not just friends or acquaintances, but lifelong friends that even hang outside of the brewery and stuff. So it's a very community-type focused brewery.
Well, you already know I'm a big fan of you guys. I love you guys to death. It's always great to see you guys. Yep. Continue what you do. Make sure you visit Weeby Brewing. Will I see you at the next Brew Festival?
Oh, yeah, we'll be in Albany. Yep. See you next week, too.
That's funny. I always see them. Grill This Podcast. We'll be right back. Grill This Podcast here. And listen, we're at the Homegrown Festival out here in Henrietta, New York. A very unique festival where it incorporates craft beer and food. And listen, I'm not the only podcast out here.
Yeah.
I've seen some amazing talent when I've been out here. And we have the One Drink Podcast next to me. Gentlemen, if you could please introduce yourselves.
How's it going, man? My name is Oliver.
I am Matthew.
No, but my name is Matt. That's a great name, by the way. Great name.
I love it.
So how long are you guys? Right. Yeah, it's a great name. Are you talking, what the hell are you talking about? It's a great name.
Right.
So how long have you guys been doing this?
Going on almost 3 years now. March will be our third year. So we're super excited to be out here today, too.
Yeah, so we started when COVID hit. We started in a studio, just having fun, and now we're out in the public where we like to be, supporting local businesses, and hey, we're here.
So your name is One Drink. If you could explain, what does that mean? Why are you called One Drink Podcast?
So the whole premise for our show is we go over one topic for one drink. So we have one drink together, and we go over one topic. So basically, if you imagine you and your friends sitting down at the bar after work, and you have a drink, and some random subject comes up, that's basically the whole point of our podcast. That's how it all started. So we have one drink, and we talk about one topic, and it can be anything from conspiracy theories to how to commit the perfect murder. So it's all over the board.
Yeah, we just like to have fun, keep everything positive, and one topic for one drink is perfect. The podcast is not too long, it's not too short. Sometimes we can, you know, ramble a little bit, but exactly. So yeah, it's just a lot of fun.
So how long are these podcasts? Number one, I should mention that. And number two, do you incorporate, because we're at a craft beer festival.
Yeah.
Do you incorporate a lot of craft beer, or is it kind of any drink that you guys have?
So it's pretty much any drink of choice. We do a lot of features on the show. We'll feature breweries or wineries or local distilleries in town. So, but we also have a heavy focus on local businesses. We like to support local as much as we can, the little guys, you know what I mean, like us. So we do on-location shows all the time at small local businesses. So that's one of our bread and butter shows.
Yeah, exactly what he said.
He said, yeah, he said it all. Yeah, you're all set. All right, so listen, if someone wants to find your podcast, I know I support podcasts like this. Number one, you're at a festival that I'm all about local and independent business and supporting local stuff. And you're here doing a podcast and talking to people that are like localized businesses like that. So if someone wants to find your podcast, are you on like pretty much every platform? Is there a website that they have to go to?
So we're everywhere. We're on all the socials. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube. We're on all the – so we – one thing that's interesting about our show is we video ourselves as well. It's not just audio.
That's awesome. We're still working on that.
Yeah, so, you know, you can put the faces to the voices. I'm not sure if you exactly want to, but, you know, if you want to keep it a secret and keep it interesting, you know, keep it kind of on the hush-hush, you can listen to us on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, on Apple Podcasts. You can listen to us everywhere. But you can also find us on Instagram. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on TikTok. You can find us on Facebook. All of it's at One Drink Podcast.
I mean, I have to promote iHeartRadio because I work for them. But, yes, all the other ones are good, too. They're all
iHeartRadio is absolutely our favorite.
iHeart is where you should go to find the podcast.
We're definitely there. So definitely come find us on iHeartRadio.
Now, I have to ask, because you guys are called One Drink,
yeah.
And I have to ask this question. If you were to have just one drink, what would be your drink of choosing?
Like last drink?
Like last supper, last drink. You got it, brother.
Double Captain and Coke.
Nice.
Jack and Coke.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Oh, I respect that.
How about you?
Wow, that's a good question. Man. My last drink, probably a Captain, Double Captain and Coke. It probably would be. I can't even lie about it. I wanted to lie about it, but I can't. Probably would be. All right, listen. iHeartRadio is where you go to find it. Everywhere else too, Spotify, Apple, blah, 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 whatever. But iHeartRadio is where you go.
iHeartRadio
is where you should go to find this podcast.
One Drink Podcast.
One more question before I let you guys finally leave. You've been at this festival today all day. Homegrown Festival. It's in Henrietta. It happens once a year during the cold season, right? It's indoors, kind of, right? It's a great festival. Since you've been here, what's been your favorite, like, beer or food that you had here so far?
So I kind of have I'm a little biased on this one. I love Three Heads. I've known those guys for a long
Jeff
time.
Jeff Dale and that, all those guys. Yeah.
Jeff and Brian and Todd and all the guys over at Three Heads. They've been great to us. I've known them for a long time. I had a close working relationship when I was in the restaurant business with them. So I got to go with Three Heads.
All right, that's fair enough.
Same here, Three Heads. But I did have Southern Tier.
So, dude. That French toast?
Woo-hoo-hoo! The French toast. I like that one.
Yeah. I am a big supporter of Three Heads. Again, I met Jeff way back in the Tap Mallet days when they were open. So I'm with you on that. But that French toast.
Toast was great. I had French toast too.
That's really good. That's really good. That was great. Listen, follow the One Drink Podcast. We love other podcasts too, especially when they're doing stuff, the same thing we're kind of doing. I love you guys. You guys are doing a great thing. Yeah, so keep doing what you're doing. And we'll be right back with this podcast. We are at Homegrown, man. We're still going strong. We are about 5 hours deep into this now. This is an all-day party. And I tell you what, Rising Storm is in the building. One of my favorite brewers. You know why? Number one, they make great beers. And number two, I'm a hip-hop fan. And all their beers are named after hip-hop songs or artists. It's amazing. It's fantastic. And I'm speaking with
Kurt, one of the brewers over at Rising Storm.
So, Kurt, you make some amazing beers. And the thing about you guys, it's not just one genre of beers. You do IPAs. You do fruited sours. You do lagers. You do pilsners. You do stouts. Is there anything that you guys try to focus on, or are you guys trying to be broad as you are?
You got to find a good mix. We try to make stuff people want to drink, like these two that keep all these people happy. But sometimes you got to throw on some lagers or stouts or pilsners that maybe we want to drink 10 or 12 of too.
Right. So actually, that's a good point. I was talking to a bunch of brewers here. And same with me, right, because I do a lot of these festivals. And you get a lot of beer festivals. So you start drinking the pilsners and lagers, right, because they're lower ABV. And plus, you can also tell a brewer by their pilsner or lager because you can see if they messed up something, right?
True. When you're making beers that are clean like that, it's really easy to tell what you've done right and what you've done wrong. And if you can't master that, then you're not going to be able to master the beers that have fruit and chocolate and all that other stuff in them too.
Now, so you're located in Avon right now. I think that you guys are trying to relocate somewhere else or have another location?
We are actually, yeah, we're not relocating. We're opening a second location. The one we're opening is at the Old Daisy Flour Mill on Blossom Road in Ellison Park. We're hoping to have everything open by April or May, and maybe a little longer, but right now we've made a lot of good progress. Still a lot to do, but we're hoping it'll be open.
I told you guys are one of my favorite brewers, and I'm not lying. You guys really are. So whose idea was it to come up with, like, the names of beers and name them after, like, hip-hop songs and artists?
So Rising Storm was originally called Quiet Storm.
Mob Deep!
Yeah. And we actually got a cease and desist from a Quiet Storm distillery that already had opened under that name. So we changed to Rising Storm. As far as beer names go, pretty much just a group text of us and the other owners and brewers. We just talk about what we want to name beers after, and a lot of times it ends up being songs we all like.
No,
whatever.
The funny thing, too, is it's not like just hip-hop songs. It's like a specific genre, right? You're like 90s hip-hop. Yeah. Pretty much straight up like Wu-Tang. Like your symbol resembles a Wu-Tang symbol. And you love, and if you go there, you hear the music play. You guys play Wu-Tang. You guys play Mobb Deep. You guys play that stuff. Is that what you guys are into?
That is kind of what we, a lot of us, grew up on for a long time. It was a lot of what was popular when, I mean, I was an 80s guy. The other two owners are late 70s, early 80s. He's an 80s baby. That was, hip-hop was coming up while we were growing up, and that's just what we listened to.
This is another reason why I love you. So your new location, the one that you're going to be opening up, I know you guys have some snacks on hand at your one in Avon, and every once in a while you have some food vendors come out there. Same concept, or you guys gonna have like an on-site person doing food or anything like that?
So in Avon, we did last year, late 2021, add a kitchen. So we do have our own food there. It's like bar food, burgers, sandwiches, but it's elevated. We got like, you know, sometimes we'll do like a special with seafood or a special with like quail or some sort of special burger, something like that. Similar food we're gonna do in Penfield. Still sort of bar food, but trying to keep it elevated, keep it interesting, change up the menu.
All right, now I'm going to ask you as a brewer, because I have to ask all of my brewer friends this question. What's your favorite kind of beer?
Ooh. My jam right now is Italian Pilsners.
All right.
Yeah, it's light, it's crispy, it's still kind of floral, a little hoppy, easy to drink. You can have 5, 6, 7 of them. Good on a hot day, good in the winter. It's just kind of a good all-around beer.
All right. I lied to you. That's not my last question. I know that I've been there before, and you guys have done collaborations with other brewers. Is that still something you guys are interested in doing?
For sure. We do a lot of collabs. We got one coming out with an artist from Harlem. We're doing like a Harlem-focused drink based on something that he grew up drinking, and he designed the label, helped us come up with the beer name and the what we're going to put in the beer. We try to do collabs like that. Some are with other breweries, some are with artists or with groups or with charities. But yeah, we try to do a lot. Right now it's kind of crazy because we're opening the other location and trying to get all that set up, but we do want to keep doing collabs.
All right, I got actually a few more questions. So this is what I do, I'm sorry. So we're at Homegrown, which I think stands out because a lot of festivals really focus on the beer, and this one does too. However, you can also sample food. It rotates the brewers out, right? Every 3 hours, you have a different group of brewers and food vendors come in. How does this one to you? Is it different to you, and does it stand out from the other ones that you guys do?
It's definitely longer. yeah. If you want, you could drink from 11:30 to 11, which is quite a day. But I think it's a cool thing about it, it's different. A lot of festivals are beer-focused or wine-focused or something like that. They have distilleries, wineries, cideries, food, and music, and it's just kind of like a more of a party than specifically just a beer festival or whatever you want to call it. I think that's what makes it cool. Everybody looks forward to this event because of that.
Right, you hear the music in the background, everyone's partying back there. Last question, and this is the most important question, of course. People want to follow you, people want to know where you are. Do you have like a website, a Facebook, or social media stuff?
For sure, you can catch us on Facebook, Rising Storm. Instagram, we have an RSBC dogs page where we post pictures of people's dogs. We got an Instagram page for the mill too. It's RisingStorm_@the mill. We're trying to keep updates there, post progress, and we're all over social media all the time.
And I'm going to come by there and buy a t-shirt. I'm not kidding.
Go for it, man. T-shirt's on me.
See, Rising Storm, one of my favorite brewers. They're in Avon. They're coming out soon to Penfield. Look for them. Go to their website. Go to their Facebook. Matt Wilson. Grill This Podcast. We'll be right back. Grill This Podcast. Matt Wilson here. I am at the Homegrown Brewing Festival out here in Henrietta. Fantastic festival. It incorporates craft beer. It incorporates food, distilled liquors, everything. And right now, I'm at the Albany Distilling booth here. And they got me trying some great stuff. What's your name, buddy?
Phil Taylor.
Now, so I just tried one. We're going to talk about that in a minute. What am I trying right now?
Now you're trying the bourbon. That's a 4-year bourbon. American oak out of the Adirondacks. Everything is from New York State in that bottle.
Awesome. So what's your name?
Maria.
Maria, you ready to try this?
I'm ready to try this. I just tried the rye, and that was amazing. So now we're on to the bourbon.
All right, Maria, you and I both, we're going to do this. All right. 1, 2, 3.
Cheers.
Wow.
Yeah. That's all that white oak. We get that from our private cooper. We don't use staves. We don't use artificial aging or coloring. This is everything that it's supposed to be. This is from that wood, that is from that grain, that is from that beautiful New York State water. That's everything in that box.
I feel the full flavor is in there. It's incorporated. What do you think, Maria?
This was great. He's right. It's all organic. It's got the oaky flavor. There's nothing else in there. It's very basic, basic and natural, just what you want in a liquor.
Right. So it's pure, in my opinion, as pure goes. I agree with what you're saying. How long have you guys been doing this?
What's that?
How long have you guys been doing this?
11 years.
Wow. So this is delicious. Where are you guys located at?
We are located in downtown Albany. Our bar and bottle shop is on Livingston, and the actual distillery is on 3rd Street.
Now, as far as festivals go, because you're at the Homegrown Festival in Rochester, New York, actually Henrietta-ish, Rochester-ish, I guess, whatever. How unique of a festival is this for you, as far as ones that you participated in before?
I would have to say the level of fun for this one makes it unique. Like, the only thing that I'm upset about is that I have to stay at my table, because everything else in this festival is ridiculous, and I get to watch it going by me, and I'm like, wait, what? Wait, what? Wait, what? But yes, that is the best thing about this festival, is how fun it is to participate and go to.
Listen, I'm telling you, these are smooth. What else are you offering here today at your table?
So we have an award-winning rum. This is a molasses-based rum. This is a 250-year-old pirate recipe that has been rested for a year after its completion in our spent bourbon barrels. This won platinum for New York State Distillers Guild, which is absolutely insane. We're also doing our vodka. Our vodka is the fastest growing spirit in the United States. It is as clean as it gets. It is absolutely insane. On top of that, we have our Awakened Spirits. Awakened Spirits is real Death Wish cold brew mixed with vodka. We found a way to combine the two without them separating. We don't use chemicals. We don't use artificial anything. Everything's all natural, and that's what you're paying for, and that's what you're getting.
Now, that is awesome. Now, the last question, which is the most important question, where can the people follow you? Do you have a social media? Do you have a website? What is a way they can find out more about your product?
So, phil@albanydistilling.com is where I'm at for my email. On top of that, Phil Taylor Albany Distilling for Instagram, and then my Facebook. I'll figure out a Facebook.
All right. What do you think?
I think it's great. I'm pumped. It's like he said. It's just the basics. It's honestly just what you need, and nothing additional, nothing extra, no flavors, none of that fake crap. So amazing.
Well, you hear it here. The people like it. I like it. Everyone likes it. GrillThisPodcast.com. We'll be right back. Well, there are still a few more hours in the Homegrown Festival here in Henrietta. First time in 2 years, man, that it's going live. It's going crazy. But I'm going to close it up because I want to have fun. I want to enjoy myself. So I'm hanging out where I love, man. I'm with Nick, my boy from Rock Brewing. He's hanging out. Heather's in the background, not talking, of course. But, Nick, what do you think of this festival, man?
Oh, man, it's great. Are you kidding me? First of all, long-time listener, first-time caller. Big fan.
I love you, man. So, like I said, it's a unique festival. It's a unique festival.
Yes.
And it's a family environment almost.
It's like chosen family. Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. It's like all your buds hanging out with myriad beers.
So, if someone were, you know, trying to decide if they want to come to this festival or not, what would you tell them to convince them to come to this festival?
Just fucking do it.
That's as simple as it goes, man.
No, just do it, man. Just get in here.
What the hell's wrong with you?
It's amazing. Yeah. One day you can come and go as you please. Yeah, and there's food. Important. There's food.
Food, there's drink, there's seats inside, there's everything. So.
Yes. Yeah, oh, yeah, and live music, obviously.
And there's Nick, and there's myself.
Yes, the best parts of the festival.
And there's a girl named Heather in the corner serving beer. Heather, we're closing out. We're closing out. This is the last thing. Just say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
There we go. Yeah. Grill This Podcast. We'll see you next time. Enjoy yourself. Homegrown Festival. If you're not here today, come to it next time. Grill This Festival. We'll see you next time. Bye.